Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Cindy Bentley. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to be here with you. We're in a special, very special time on this planet right now. It is a time that's a gateway. We're between the times of 1212 and 1221 as a gateway for us to continuously integrate higher frequencies, higher light energies, and let go of what no longer serves us. There's a lot going on the planet right now for each of you. I know that there is. I hear it in my office every day. And a lot going on personally for myself also. And one of the things that are working now, and what I firmly believe in my practice, is that in order for me to be the way shower, in order for me to teach what needs to be taught, in order for me to find fulfillment in my life, there are things that I have to shift and change and let go of. And so today I'm working on, I talked to Jan, she had gifted me this show, and I'm in the process of releasing it, definitely for weekly, maybe only doing it once a month if it continues. So I just want everyone to know that it's getting to be almost impossible for me to live my life and do the work on a personal level with the many clients that I have. And this takes up a lot of time and a lot of energy that needs to be spent on individual people that are coming to me from all over the world needing help at this present time on this planet. I've enjoyed working with people. I've enjoyed the call-ins. I've enjoyed being able to speak to several people all over the world at one time. But I feel like it's time now to come to another shift in what else Cindy Bentley needs to do on the planet. And one of those is not spending time with things that are taking away from other. I have to make decisions on what's best for me. And I'm just like bogged down. I'm been so very busy. So I just want you guys to know up front about that. And I want to talk about fulfillment, because fulfillment is a lot of things to a lot of different people, but it's a deep connection inside of yourself, and you have to recognize what is in you that causes you to have that feeling of fulfillment. So as we are expressions of the Creator on this planet, we know that when we're co-creating with God, or when we're co-creating with our Creator, with Source, whatever you want to call it, that is the time we feel most fulfilled, because we are here manifesting the life, the energies, the service work that we came here to do. So fulfillment is the energy, the sensation, the emotion, and the experience of being connected in and existing in harmony on this planet with the Creator. There's so much to take us away from the focus of what fulfills us. Our thoughts, the outside world, the material world, the desires, the wants that we've had, especially when we were younger, especially when we thought something we desired would make us happy, a love, a relationship, money, a car, a house, people that would be our friends. So much we thought on the outside world would be enough. But it's not enough, guys, and we all know that. And we're coming to the awareness and the higher consciousness in our life that we can be exactly what we came here to be. And part of that is being fulfilled in our soul. And we have to step into our soul to find the way for fulfillment. So there, I've got a channeled report from Natalie Glasson in England. She channeled this from Archangel Zachiel, and I thought it was really great. And I'm going to read parts of it, not all of it. And it's from Archangel Zachiel, and he says, I wish, this just came out this week, the end of last week. It was very, very beneficial, I thought. He said he wanted to talk about the inner shift and the transformation that manifests through our inner reflections and our observation. And the purpose of the ascension energies that are coming to the earth now are to awaken our inner evolution. It's not outside of ourselves. It's inside of ourselves to a greater sense of self and truth. In order to create within you an inner ascension and activation. And so there are two subjects that he wants us to recognize. One is fulfillment and the other one is truth. And it's hard for anybody to try to find their true fulfillment on this planet in human form if they haven't connected into the truth of their soul. So we need to step into the truth of who we are. And fulfillment is our divine right. And it's something that's created within ourselves. And it's a perspective that we have to have about what it is that internally makes us feel alive, complete. It's a harmony, and it's expressed through us as an extension of the Creator. And it's a deep, deep connection that we have into the divine peace of ourselves. So sometimes we get a blurred view of what we think we want. And we have to arise a little bit as above our needs and start aligning ourselves to what it is in the truth of our soul, to observe what is our truth. So many people think they need certain things to make them feel better, to make them better. And sometimes we lose sight, like they want this house, they want this car. It's all things out. We all of us know people like that who think, if I just had this, if I just had this man, if I just had this house, if I just lived by the ocean, everything would be okay. But what I learned a long time ago, that wherever you are and wherever you go, you take the inside of you with you. So wherever we go, and I just spent 2 weeks in England in the most astounding and remarkable energies that I've ever spent time in. And a lot of it was Mike Booth, who was on the show for the last 2 weeks and was such a gracious host for me at his retreat area on his 500-acre farm. I stayed in the retreat and teaching school that he has. I was by myself, lots of crystals, lots of energies, lots of entities, lots of healing paintings, and it was a life changer. And in that space, I recognized so much more about who I was that fulfills me as a divine being on this planet working in service. And I pray that each of you who are listening can learn how to connect in to what you are, because you are unlike any other being on this planet. Each of us have a different DNA. Each of us have something different to offer the world. And we each volunteered to be here at this time, to be in this place to serve. I got an email from a dear friend who is a radical light worker in Asheville, North Carolina. And she has, many years ago, she was my client. She still is, but we don't connect that way anymore. She said, She said, I have recently released many dreams and projects and the attachments to them. Some things I have outgrown and some seemed unsurmountable with resources, and others are simply not practical. Many of the dreams and goals that I have, I let go willingly, and I let go of the struggle. And from my own rawness, I've found that I take the world less seriously, and I have a lot, much less to say, and that it's become blatantly obvious that the bulk of day-to-day conversations, I've barred labels and consequently have lost meaning. Like, how's your job going? When did you graduate? Did you see that story? What is left underneath the beliefs, the stories, the identities, and everything that's outside of us? There's a very deep familiarity that Raven says, I have found that I am resonant with everything and everyone when there are no labels, any place, anywhere to separate us. Judgments about the world have disappeared. The world is not a dangerous place. It's a joyful place. It's a place that needs, and it's not a place that needs fixing. Underneath our own projections about needing to save or fix, go in and rescue, there's something that connects us all. It's a deep magic. And she says she's feeling the pulse of the energy growing stronger and that she is learning just to be in the world in a new way, to be observant and observe and not be personal. She's in a space of presence, of beliefs, and language. And somehow, they all make little sense. So she's observing. Rumi said, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing and judgment, there is a feel. I'll meet you there when the soul lies down in that grass. The world is too full to talk about. So, that is another perspective about fulfillment, is that you are fulfilled just by being. And we talked about this last week with Mike Booth. Just be who you are. And that's something that I have always done and have ran into many obstacles in my life that are judgments in my life about who I am from the time I was very young. And I continuously let go and live my life wanting to be more and more of the divine being that I came here to be and just be and serve. And what I want each of you to know is that you are enough. You can be. And I'm going to read some more from our Zachiel, and I'm going to take some questions and answers in just a little bit. And she, Zachiel says he wishes to clarify that wishing to obtain material objects or experiences is not a bad thing, nor is trying to access enlightenment. Both can offer fulfillment if they are aligned with your true self and inner truth. In truth, your soul gains the experience of fulfillment from all forms of earthly experiences and spiritual experiences. It is not actually the experience that awakens your inner fulfillment. Instead, it is whether the experience brings you closer to who you really are. It is if the experience is something that touches your soul. It is if that experience causes you to have a deeper and closer relationship with the Creator. Both with your physical and spiritual experiences, is this making me feel closer to God? Does this make me find my divinity? So the key to accessing and experiencing fulfillment is to understand that fulfillment manifests our connection with ourself is enhanced, which is our connection to our God, our Creator. Knowing ourselves and accessing our truth is essential. Realizing the difference between fulfillment and what you want is also helpful. So, like I said, what I've talked about this in my book. I've talked about this over and over again, connecting the soul to the soul. When you find things that causes the soul to feel good, you say, I'll say out loud, oh, my soul is so happy. Oh, my soul is smiling. Oh, my soul is doing things to be in connection with source. It could be music. It's part of my walk, doing the trail and walking. I'm walking the trail and I'm feeling divinely connected. Allowing the energies, the elementals, the animals, I'm allowing that energy field of the divine creator. I'm allowing that energy field to integrate and me to integrate and us all be one, which is very healing. No matter how tired or weary I am sometimes, I go out and I walk the trails. You guys heard this so many times. I go out and I walk the trails. And with that connection to source, I am fulfilled. And I do have other things in my life that I think will be fulfilling for me, but that is one of my very favorite things. There's a lot of things that are happening now, and I know all of y'all are feeling this, and it's so important that we be fulfilled. I am finding myself not balanced, and I spent two gigantic weeks with European people that are my clients that understand what I'm doing. They honor, and it was very amazing to be honored and loved so much after, you know, I live a pretty reclusive life here in Santa Fe, but I felt like I like to be out just a little bit more, travel more, and do more work in different areas on my one-on-one and talk a little more than and be with people and just follow divine guidance and follow my soul path. And right now, I'm not sure what all's going to open up, but I wasn't sure when I went to England. I thought I would stay for a week, and I ended up staying 2 weeks because I stayed on the retreat on the big farm and got gigantically filled up with the divine energies that I needed to move forward even more so. So by living our truth, we enhance our relationship with our Creator and consequently with who we are. When a want or desire arises, especially in life-changing, something that will impact our reality in a big way, we ask the following questions to ourselves. Do we need to know? Is this want or desire born from an expectation or a need of something that we're lacking of? Are we wanting or needing something to be healed or recognized within ourselves? And how can we energetically heal ourselves? What is the fulfillment that I'm seeking through the want or desire? What is it that I really want from obtaining something else? What is the fulfillment I'm seeking? How do I feel about the want or desire? Is it divinely orchestrated for us to have this? Does it, when we feel into the desire, does it feel good when we know that we have it? Or is it just the desire of obtaining it that's causing us to move forward with this want? through the process of inner truth, we start to learn about a relationship with ourselves. It may be that when we are in tune with ourselves, then we connect with our truth, that some of the experiences that we thought we really wanted may not be our truth. The difference is that when we are aligned with ourselves, the experience or the situation that we are attracted to may not be what we thought it was. What we want to attract or create is born already from being whole, complete, fulfilled, and therefore creates further and more fulfillment. A want or a desire often comes from a place of lack. I'm going to say that again. The want or desire often comes from a place of lack, needing healing or feeling unworthy, and thinking if we had this, that wound would be healed, that unworthiness would be healed, we would feel complete. So part of fulfillment is feeling a divine wholeness in all that we are. So another aspect of this is the truth, recognizing our inner truth and being honest with ourselves, realizing the power of our love and caring for ourselves, and being respectful manner supports us in growing our relationship with ourselves. When we grow our relationship with ourselves, understanding our inner energies, thoughts, and emotions, we automatically and naturally become aware of an inner guidance. Let's talk about this again. The stronger our relationship is with ourselves, the more we have an inner energy and an inner understanding of our thoughts and emotions. And the more we have an understanding of what we are and how we feel, and we observe this, we listen in and we can tune in to this inner guidance. This inner fulfillment energy surges, and it starts to create experiences of fulfillment. So if we are in our inside fulfilled, then we're going to manifest on the outside a divine fulfillment, bigger than what our thoughts or our mind can conceive. So, life of fulfillment is not about receiving all that we want and desire, but instead, a life of fulfillment is about living in our truth, living in the truth of the Creator, and as we are connected to the truth of the Creator, because we are part of the Creator, manifesting on the planet. Truth and truthfulness is the key to realizing and accessing inner fulfillment and physical reality and spiritual growth, manifesting fulfillment all around us. So we have to focus upon gaining the deeper understanding of what it means for each of us to live life and be in a loving truth and a loving truthful expression of who we are. A loving being of truth is a peaceful expression of the Creator on the planet. A truthful, loving expression of ourselves, to be honest with ourselves and others from a space of love within our being. So we have to first experience ourselves, what we see and do and what we wish to happen and what gives us great joy and what upsets us. Bring more truthfulness. What causes us to be fearful? We need that inner awareness, the observation, the contemplation, the key to recognizing patterns, distractions, and what we're creating that feels harsh and is not fulfilling in our life. We need to observe that and let it go. And one of the things I've noticed in a lot of my clients is they focus on this, they may focus on one thing and want me to testify how beneficial it's going to be, how good it's going to be, and when this situation or this thing is going to happen. And in reality, everything that we want to happen is already there on the inside of us. So when we recognize the presence of truth and fulfillment within ourselves, our entire reality changes, and people around us may harmonize with us. And this is the ultimate experience. It's not one experience. It's a life of fulfillment. It's not wanting one thing to happen to make us feel better, to make us feel fulfilled. Spiritual growth is a process of continuously awakening, continuously being exactly what we need to be in expanding ourselves and our fulfillment. So as we're moving forward today, I'm going to call on people to call in and ask questions about fulfillment. There's a lot up in the air right now for me. I'm shifting like nobody's business. I have to share this with you. I've been made aware of things that are on their way here, and I stand in the aspect of Cindy Bentley just being who she is, knowing that she loves and she serves, and just letting go so that I can be more of what I am. And part of this is taking care first of my physicality and not feeling overwhelmed with so much on my plate. And those of you who text me so often or now and then have realized I've had to not take text messages anymore because there were days, you know, it was so overwhelming. And I'm trying to do talks and be with my clients on my phone, and I'm getting text messages the whole time. It was very hard. And I was not... how can I put this? I am being more careful now about taking care of myself, keeping the phone turned off, not start work at 6 a.m. unless I'm divinely instructed. I'm trying to be very careful about aligning myself with the best care and finding the things that make me happy and joyful. And it's not all service. It's family. It's some friends that I've had to diminish my connection to because I've been pretty busy. But it's about finding what it is that causes me to feel complete and in my soul. And part of this is my mission. And I got very aligned with Mike Booth over the past 2 weeks. His mission is gigantic. And no, there was nothing romantic there. There was a lot of pictures taken of us together when we were in London and in Telford, England. But he was showing me, he's very much a friend only. We're very kindred souls. We're both Syrian light workers. Daughters came. I worked on both of his daughters. I did work for him over this year when he was referred to me by another healer in Germany. That is a great, but Mike Booth was, he had 2 near-death experiences, and I don't know if any of you guys got a chance to hear him the last 2 shows we had, but he is very high frequency. And one of the things he talked about with me was how we are becoming homo luminous. and luminescence, in which we're becoming light beings. We are homoluminous. He says we're almost there. And so that's my goal for each of you, is to be homoluminous, to be the light being, to be the divine being, to be fulfilled in all that you are. And I'm looking at people that are calling in, and I know lots of you have been working on this for a long time. And us, ones who weren't here in the beginning, I talked about the day between 12:12 and 12:21. And man, I've been talking to people the past 2 days where they have been releasing so much. It's been an up and down. It's been like a roller coaster for me. I got back at midnight Tuesday night, and Wednesday was okay, was pretty hard. You know, I was, the time difference and the jet lag was 7 hours, so I had to reacclimate myself to sleep. But I was also reacclimating myself to the desert and the high altitude that I live in the mountains, which I love. And so what's going on is that we all are in this gateway, and we're all desiring to be more luminous. And so things are being infused and integrated from our sun, from the energies within Gaia. We are being blasted with light. And more so than ever. And I keep saying this every week, and I've said this for so many years now, guys, and it's coming, it's here. And when I was in England, I knew I was in the new earth. At times, I felt so enclosed in love by people there who I had worked with, some for years, some recently. And being with my daughter and my new grandson, who is part of the new earth. And speaking of new babies, I've been speaking with a lot of, I've been running into so many people that are new grandparents, or I have many clients in Eastern Europe with new babies. And one of my clients from Moscow, who was in London, have a new baby. And what we're all talking about is that the babies aren't sleeping that much. And my grandson doesn't sleep much at all. He takes naps all night and through the day. He doesn't really sleep. I'm wondering how the new earth, and we're seeing it with the new children, how they're going to respond when they try to sit in a classroom. These are divine beings that have, they're not going to accept the world, the old 3D world at all. And we're working very hard to change it so that they're going to represent the new world at the highest level. So I want all of you to know that we are definitely in a big, big change right now. And you're going to feel days like Wednesday. I'm just moving through the day. I slept 7 hours, but then I got up, and by 6 o'clock, I was sound asleep again. Thursday, I felt terrific. Friday was really bad. And then again on Saturday, it was good. I had energy, but it's part of this Sunday, I felt good. I think Saturday I had a few ups and downs, but there's things coming in and there's stuff being brought up, and we have to look at it, and we have to say, is this something I want? Is this something that will fulfill me? Or is this something that needs to be released? Is this something I need to further look at? Is this something I need to change? So it's pretty amazing what's going on. And we're definitely, definitely in the gigantic amount of change right now. I'm hearing so many wonderful things about 2019. I'm getting spirits telling me different things. I can't even make sense of it all in my mental body, but in my emotional and spiritual body, I can feel shifting, and I feel some new places, people, things coming in. So I'm hoping all of you are starting to dive into this also. So I'm going to start taking some questions or talks from different people. I'm going to say hello to Bob. We don't want to let Bob, how are you?
Good, Cindy.
And do you understand, what do you feel about fulfillment? Are you finding more and more fulfillment?
Oh, yes. And I feel,
I mean, just since we've met over the years, you have shifted into finding your space.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, and more service. Yeah.
Yep.
So
and,
who do
and,
we? Yep. Yes. Go ahead, Bob.
Let's go with Karen. 470.
We got.
Hello.
I had two Karens up here. Let's see. Hey, Karen.
Can you hear
How
me?
How are you? I can. Can you hear me?
I'm doing good. I'm loving the talk. I'm sad that you're not going to be on all the time, but I so understand. You've got to take care of yourself. That's a must.
And there's other things that they're coming in right now, and I'm trying to explain to you guys that when things start coming in, I feel like I only have so many hours in the day. So something has to be changed. I have to let go and then let go of things and then reintegrate things or get let go so the new can come in. So it's pretty interesting. But go ahead, Karen.
That makes sense. Well, I love the fulfillment piece and finding that through finding the truth in yourself. And I think I'm doing that with seminary because I feel like I'm on target. It's not always easy, but uncovering the truth of ourselves is not like eating cheesecake. It takes a little work.
Yes.
So I think
we get so distracted, Karen, because we're told lies that, especially here in America with the consumerism, we're told so many different things we have to have or have to be in order to be okay, and that's not true.
I know, and yeah, I thoroughly, thoroughly agree. Especially around Christmas time, it's buy, give all your loved ones and friends something, and oh, by the way, you must have a lot of loved ones and friends.
Yeah. And who are you celebrating Christmas with this year? I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
You know,
I'll definitely be home for Christmas because it's what I do. I'm home.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I have a question that's not on target, if that's okay.
It's okay.
I recently was gifted some shamanic work, and she did a soul, and she brought back.
Do we need to do soul retrievals now?
Pardon?
Are we still doing soul retrievals?
She is my spiritual counselor that's provided me by One Spirit. And she's very intuitive, and she said she needed to do a soul retrieval on me from my accident. Was that a bad thing?
No, but some people call it different things because we disassociate because we get into deep fear. People do it if they've been abused as a child. I mean, and then, you know, some people call it soul retrieval. Some people call it reintegration. You know, it's just a lot of different things. But go ahead.
Reintegration sounds better. Soul retrieval sounds, can put off people. And so anyway, I'm in the process of reintegrating these pieces. They're back, and I've been sending them love and light, and even did a heart meditation with them. But I was just wondering if you could look at those pieces real quick to see if there's any clearing they need, because since they came back, I've been really angry and hungry. I've been hangry.
Well, Karen, when I'm looking at you right now in your energy field, you're only 35% clear.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So let me ask, what percent of the reintegration of aspects of Karen are causing her not to be clear? I get nothing.
Oh.
So we need to look at something else. How clear, you know, this is more than I can do here. I'm just going to clear you, Karen.
Okay.
Because I'm so focused on what's going on right now. I'm really not, I can't, and they're telling me to do this big, I've got to do a big meditation at the end
right.
to open us up to all of our fulfillment. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
I just appreciate it off.
Okay. You're 100 now.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
I don't know what
no.
I did.
Don't start saying that. You see what
okay.
you just said? I don't know what I
yep.
did.
Yep.
You're
yep.
blaming
yep.
yourself for not being clear, and that's not true. I have to clear myself every day. I don't blame myself. I just say I'm doing the service. I'm on the planet. I'm helping clear the planet, and I have to check myself every day because that's what I do.
I know what happened. It was a type of meditation they had us do in class, and I knew I shouldn't have been doing it.
Uh-huh.
It was bringing in all the pain, bringing in others' pain, and then... I'll trust myself next time. Wow.
Well, you learned. You learned, honey. You learned. Well, thank
yeah.
you, Karen.
Thank you. And it's always wonderful to talk to you, and I'll continue enjoying the show. Thank you.
You're welcome, Karen. Bye-bye. Bob, who's next?
Let's go to Vera.
Vera?
Hello.
Hi, Vera.
Hello. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I could be a little bit more energetic, but I just had a massage, and my hips are realigned, and I feel like old stagnant things from many decades are finally being readjusted and healed.
I agree. That's exactly what's happening over here at this house, too.
It's all levels. It's like, what I'm picking up is we have to be so careful about every word we utter to make sure it's really of the high positive vibration.
Oh, yeah, and what we eat, too. I just beat myself up because I should have not eaten as much as I did or when I did. You know, so much is going on right now that I'm trying to be in my power and tell people the truth. You know, it's a lot. Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Vera.
Yep, well, I found a cabbage fat burning recipe for a week long. If you're ever interested in it, I'll be glad to pass it on.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah,
but
I've got plenty
so
of good
much.
Stuff to eat. It's just, you know, sometimes, anyway, it's a long story, but you understand.
Yeah, and you've been traveling. It's a little harder when you're traveling.
Oh, yeah. But it was, you know, when I stayed at the Aura, are you aware of the Aura Soma products?
Yeah, I looked at his website, and the facility, the pictures of the facility were absolutely gorgeous.
I was
and
by myself
looked,
for 4 days, except for the organic chef who cooked for me. Need I say more?
yeah, and the biodynamic aspect, because he's probably following all of Rudolf Steiner's work.
It is.
And it's just... That's the creme de la creme of the organic. What a blessing to have been in that, in energy.
It was probably the most amazing, and I've been all over the world. It was one of the most amazing events I've ever experienced. It was amazing. Very amazing.
Can you check if there's anything that, if I'm clear also, please?
Well, Vera, you're clear.
Okay. Okay.
How much are you using the etheric weaver?
Well, I did use it this morning because I felt the need. I do my best to remember to do it at night and in the morning.
That's what I did too. I do it every night and every morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yes. We're in this phase right now. It's very intense. If we can just make it to the 21st, we're just releasing so much. And I know I get in the high point of being so joyous, and I get into a lower point of being very sad for no reason, you know. So I'm just talking to myself and observing myself that this is what's going on with me, and tomorrow will be a better day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the idea of the clearing and also the violet flame is what I was called to do this morning also. And remembering our purpose, that helps pull things out, I think, when it's easy to start spiraling down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I'm so grateful that you're taking care of yourself. I've heard from many that self-care, especially for empaths and light workers during this time.
Well, my sensitivity has been greatly increased. One of the things that happened when I was on the farm, one night the cows mooed all night long, and I had to put earplugs in. So I told Mike the next day, I said, would cows giving birth or what was going on? And he said, they're taking the babies away from them.
Oh!
And the mothers were crying all night.
Oh, and I said, sad.
I said, Mike, you know, that's how they produce milk. I said, I don't drink milk. I don't do dairy. I do a little butter maybe, but that's it. Not even cheese. Because I get so allergic to it. And the next night, I didn't hear anything because he had them stop it. And I said to Mike, I said, that's another reason, another good reason not to drink milk. I mean, it's for cows. It's for the calves. It's not for humans. And so,
you know,
go ahead, Vera. My sensitivity,
I so look forward to when mankind is truly kind to the animals because of what the sacrifices animals have made for us and do on a daily basis, whether they're pets or domesticated farm animals or whatever. It's huge. It's huge.
It's huge. It's huge because they do have feelings. And so I said to Mike, I said, you know, my empathic abilities continue to increase. And I feel things, and I could feel those cows. I felt them all night. And I said, they're suffering. What the hell's going on, you know? And he got it. He knows he's a channel and an empath. And he knew that I feel everything. I feel animals, I feel everything. And my sensitivity to this empathic abilities is continuously increasing, and I'm having to be very diligent on not getting in. You know, the lady at the grocery store the other day, something happened and I'm still not over it. And the lady that's always been my friend checking me out for the 8 years I've been here, and she was in a horrific mood, said something like, let me do my job, because I was trying to help her pack the groceries and stuff. She, like, move out of my way. And I was like, I'm still like, what the heck? So, yeah, I'm kind of working right now to be more and each of us are doing the same thing. We're all becoming more empathic, but the way we react to what we are, the feelings is is what we have to observe and let go of in order to be whole. Right, Vera? Because you're empathic too. You know, you feel things on people, you can't let it upset your day.
Absolutely. I was talking with a friend just in the last couple of days about how she says you have to do what you feel guided to do and say what you feel guided to say, but don't expect people to be on your timeline of how you would like them to be able to progress. Yeah. It's God's timeline. And what I had several whops upside the head last week about saying something, and I think I could have been more in tune with whether the person was ready to hear what I said. I could have sugarcoated it a little bit so that maybe it would have been absorbed a little at all. And another thing, the same day I was in a group, and what got really clear to me, we cannot hide our feelings. I mean, people are going to pick them up whether they can pinpoint it or not. Do you know what I'm saying?
I just wrote an email to my next door neighbor who's, you know, I live in a little cluster of homes. There's about 5 homes. We have one little alleyway that is a common ground with all of our garages that go to our homes. And he has set up a gigantic basketball goal there, which is, again, we have big homeowners association with 3 homeowner agents here every day who are keeping the bylaws. And that's why I bought this house, is because of the bylaws. It's very dangerous to set it up there to play basketball. We turn a curve. We're not looking for somebody playing basketball in the middle of the drive. And so, because you can't see them. And, you know, it's not fair listening to the basketball beating on the ground, which is right outside my window. So it's very inconsiderate. And so, you know, I didn't say that. I just told him, I said, Jamie, the reason why I bought this house is because of the homeowner association and the bylaws, and because I plan to observe them. And I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to live with it and let it fester. He's already set up one basketball goal, and now here's another one out beside my driveway, on the driveway, into my house. Aesthetically, it doesn't look good. It's dangerous, and it's noisy because it's right by my bedroom window. So, you know, how rude. But he said, well, let's have a meeting and talk about it. I'm like, what is there to talk about, you know? So I'm speaking up for myself, Vera.
Yeah, I think, yes, because you're such a kind person. I think that it's like the Sophia Code. We're all meant to start, all of us are start to embody the divine feminine. You know, we need the males and the females have to be in balance, but the women need to start truly becoming the quiet, loving, but clear power that doesn't have to even open its mouth to get the job done.
Right. Right.
But in that case, you certainly did have to open your mouth.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Someone told me once to talk, have my higher self talk to the other person's higher self, so that it could be resolved on a much higher level and not have to deal with it at the personality level.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You know, I've had to put up with a lot next door, and this is continuing. So, whatever. You know.
Well, I just see it being removed with peace and grace and understanding, and maybe there is another solution that hasn't been thought of yet in a more suitable place.
It's not even supposed to have it up there, Vera. It's not even supposed to be set up there. Yeah. I mean, it's not even supposed to be there.
Well, I'm sure there are recourses that you can take so you don't have to spend any more personal time with this. you know, if you just let the association know it.
Yeah, I'd already called him. Yeah.
Good.
It's ridiculous. And he knew it. He did it anyway. So anyway, Vera, that's one thing, and you just have to keep stepping it up. I'm having to keep stepping in my power, but I have to step up now. I can't just sit back and let things just fester.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I missed the first part of the call because I was with somebody. Did you say you're not going to be doing the call every Monday? Have you changed your pattern?
Yes. It may be once a month, or it may not be at all. I may let go of it totally. I'm just too busy. I can't.
Do what's right for you, sister. Do what's right for you.
It takes a lot of work. I'm going to be moving on. But anyway, let's look at enough about my stuff. But I was just sharing with you guys that we have to stand up for ourselves now. We just have to. That's part of us being powerful. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for all your efforts and your authenticity and your sincerity. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sarah. We'll talk later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Right. Who else do we have, Bob?
Let's go to the other Karen.
Okay. Hi, Karen. This is Cindy Bentley. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi, Karen. This is Cindy. How can I help you today?
I didn't know you that had showed my name. Wonderful.
Oh, great.
Okay. Thank you. I've been enjoying the show, and welcome back. I was wondering what you see in me, what I would need to clear. I have so much going on in my life, and I also feel overwhelmed and often very sad and morose.
Well, you look pretty good.
Oh,
you're going through
wonderful.
The process right now. You are absolutely, I mean, like I was talking earlier, we're in a gateway, and everything is being pushed up, and you know, you're going to have to pamper yourself like nobody's business to get through all of this. I'm doing the same thing. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Your energy fields look clear, but you're detoxing because things are being pulled off of you. So in the midst of detox, you need to take salt baths, get sunlight, drink tons of water, try to eat organically. And most of all, try not to eat animals, you know. And so if you have to do that, bless them and thank them for giving up their life and try to clear the negativity that you find in meat from the slaughterhouses, because the animals are living in fear before they're slaughtered. And you eat that fear when you eat. I'm just saying that for everybody, Karen, not just for you, but I'm saying that for everybody listening. So we have to be really... There's a lot of ways we contaminate ourselves, and so there's a lot of ways we need to let go of things that are not for our highest good. And now is the time we're going to have to start doing it. Or there's consequences of not feeling good because we're shifting from this three-dimensional carbon-based body to a homoluminous body. It's going to be treated very differently from a 3D body. And you're going to have to, we all have to take better care of ourselves. I'm in it too, and I'm an ogre.
I'm mostly vegetarian. I mean, I do eat very small amounts here and there, and it's hard for me, but I've been encouraged because supposedly I need the stronger protein at times.
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. Anyway, but I do some dairy, which is organic grass-fed, and I thought that they were humanely handled.
Yes.
I do some half and half in my coffee, and I love organic kefir, organic yogurt, but I don't overdo it. I've cut down immensely.
Yes.
But I think, you know, I always feel it's good for me because of the probiotics. And I am organic. I've been for a while. I avoid GMOs. And I've been on a health journey forever.
Yes. Your energy fields look really good. But I'm just going to tell you, you're in 100% detox. because you're shifting so much, Karen. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You're going up to the next level. The same thing happened to me. Yeah, when I was with Mike Booth in when I got to his Dev Aura, and we were staying there, and we rode in a car an hour drive together to get to the farm. He picked me up at a train station, and by the time we got to Dev Aura, I had to quit both because we were detoxing so much, because the energy fills. It's all about the energy and the energy that's around us. So for the first time, I had worked with him in clearing his fields and working with him, but we had not been in the presence of each other's fields at the same time. And we were both being cleared and elevating from different aspects of who we were, that's why we're way showers, because nobody knows where to go until they make energetic contact with another light being who's already there. And that's what happened. I had things energetically that he didn't have. He had things energetically that I didn't have. And that close ride together in a little sports car that was very cute, it was like an Austin Martin, to the place where we were supposed to be, I could start feeling the energy field way before. I felt right at a certain point. I was like, I'm feeling a shift. I can feel the farm. He said, this is where I feel it. This is where I always start feeling it too. So I was very aware of energies. And so when we got to the retreat house, I had to clear us both or balance our energy, because we had been doing energetic work unconsciously, which is what happens with light people like you and other people, because we came here as light workers. We're doing the work at a full pace right now, bigger than ever before. And we get detoxing, and the gateway is taking us to this high level. I mean, I can't even start to tell you all the things that's going on over this house, but there's so much happening, and we are shifting so greatly that we're not even going to recognize. I'm hardly recognizing some of the aspects of me now. I just know things are changing, and you know that too, Karen. You're doing all the right things. You're definitely a light worker, and your energy fields are clear, but there's new things coming in and pushing out. What could have been okay a month ago is now removed so that you can hold an even higher frequency of light. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I'm thrilled to hear that. I've been seeing a lot of spiritual work too, but I'm also a little surprised because I've been living with so much stress. So I'm also kind of a caregiver to my partner, and that's very, very challenging. And he has all these complicated health issues, and he's very morbid and depressed. I'm trying to lift him up, and I'm doing a lot of work to try to not take on his stuff or release stuff of his that I have taken on, and it's been very challenging. So.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Are you getting any messages about him, or there's a big medicine meeting tomorrow, and he's very afraid of that.
He's afraid of what now?
There's a big medical meeting with a bunch of doctors to discuss his urology issues tomorrow.
Well, you know, he's not clear at all. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to switch. I'm not going to go to him right now because that's just not. But I would did I ask you to open up your left palm?
Okay.
I would like to clear some of your energy fields. I mean, balance you is all I want to do.
Thank you.
I'm using an etheric weaver right now on you.
Wonderful.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. Thank you.
You can put your hand down now. But okay. Just be easy on yourself. I know you're the caregiver. You're just going to have to say it's going to be okay, and you're going to have to start continuously taking care of Karen. Make yourself first.
Well, I'm going with him to the meeting to help him and, you know, be an advocate and moral support.
Well, that's wonderful. You're doing your job. And
yeah.
It'll all be okay. It's all in divine order, Karen. Just know that.
Sometimes I question it, so thank you for that confirmation.
It's all in divine order. There's not an accident here. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to think that some aspects of this life that have been so cruel and harsh were not, but there were there for mastery, and we planned every move in this lifetime. So it's about mastery. And
yeah.
I understand it's really hard when you love somebody and they have medical problems. I get it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
awesome. You have such a beautiful heart and such wonderful gifts that you share. And
thank you.
I'm grateful, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you for listening and supporting. I'm pretty sure I'm going to try to do the show once a month. I'm not sure if that's how it's going to transpire right now. We're negotiating some different things. But I cannot carry the show every week any longer.
I understand. You give so much, and it's a lot. And I'm glad that I was able to catch you while you're on, and I'm very grateful.
But keep up with me. Go to my website. If you'll give me your email address, if I don't have it already, I can put you on my newsletter, and I have been sending a newsletter out every week. I would write a newsletter on Saturday or Friday or Saturday to send out so that people could know what the show is going to be about. So now I would cut it down to once. I used to do just quarterly, and then I had to do it every. So that's another thing I'll cut down, but I'll send you the newsletter to let you know where I am and what's going on. And sometimes I talk on different shows too.
Good.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay. I will.
And good luck to you.
And good. Thank you. And blessings and good luck to you too.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Bob, who's next? Do we have?
The last caller is Anna.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey,
Anna.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. I'm glad I got you before you leave.
Yeah.
And thank you for everything that you've done and being here for us.
You're welcome.
I wish you.
I'm not leaving. I'm still here. You can call me or make a session. I'm just not going to do the radio show every week anymore.
Yeah, I get that. That's a lot to do it every week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially the practice.
Okay,
that
that's
I have.
Good. I can reach out to you. That's right. I can do the follow up.
You can do the personal session, yeah.
But can I ask you a question about this job in Brooklyn that I really like?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you see that going through? I want you to know, let me know.
I get yes, but
okay.
I get 3 weeks.
Yeah, that could be. It takes a long time, and I have to be very patient, and I just hope it will go through, Cynthia, because I just am going through a hard time with work, and I was able to take almost 3 weeks off of work just to, like self-care that you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with myself at that job anymore. I was so sick of the environment, and one thing leads to another, and I'm like, why am I only taking 1 week off of vacation, you know? So I took 3 weeks off instead.
Good for you.
And my boss gave those 3 weeks to me. I was very surprised, but if she wouldn't have, I would have, you know, gone to get some help for that. I do need to take care of myself now. It's enough with this toxic environment, you know?
Right.
Toxic people and toxic environment. So, but
yes.
I'm happy to hear that you are going to be on the show at least once a month.
I'm thinking I will be. We'll see what happens. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm still in process. It's still in process. But
yeah.
I'm opening myself up to some new things that are transpiring, and I can feel things shifting in me. It may be something new that I'm doing. I know that the energy fields are building. So, you know, stand by, Anna.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of work in Eastern Europe and with gigantic results. There's a big need over there. There's some things going on that I've...
you mean you're going to travel?
No, I'm doing it on Skype. Well, I did meet with several of them in London on Monday, but last Monday.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, there's other things going on too that, you know, I just don't know. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, I'm a servant, and I'm here to serve. And
that's the key.
You know, my mind doesn't know, but I didn't know what would happen when I went to England. I just knew I would be there for a week, and then I ended up 2 weeks. And I haven't really talked about everything that happened, but it was very much an eye-opener to see how I am received.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
How wonderful that the universe can change all of a sudden, isn't it? And that our life takes on a nice new turn. And
yes,
that
and
we are in a new chapter.
Yes, and I could see, you know, you can feel yourself in a different energy than where you were before.
Yes.
It's really interesting. It's a very interesting process.
It would be good to have the show and to keep in touch with everybody and all that, but that's entirely up to you. Whatever is best will be the best for everyone. And yes, we can call and make appointments and keep you in our hearts and minds. You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
We support you. We support you.
Thank you,
Sarah. We will
miss
you, but we support you.
And I support everybody else. And if you're on my email list and my newsletter, if I'm on another show somewhere, back in 2013, in 2012, I was on a different show every week. There was shows in LA that I was on every other week. There were shows in Atlanta I was on once a month. I mean, I was on a different radio show all the time. And then I took a year off. And then the lady that I had this one originally in Liverpool, England, wanted to give it up and asked me if I would take it over last January because I had been a guest on her show often. And she liked what I did, and I said, yes, I'll be happy to. So that's how that happened. And,
Yeah, I just emailed you, and I told you about put me on the email list, please.
Okay.
So
on my newsletter, you'll be on that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure you're on there.
Yes, please do. And do you see me working in a different job soon, or am I going to stay here for a couple more months or weeks after I come back on the 22nd? What do you see?
Well, I still see 3 weeks. I mean,
You
can take that 3 weeks starting the new job or 3 weeks leaving the old job. I mean, whatever you want to do. 3 weeks is what I'm getting. Yeah.
Something with 3 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
See what happens, Cindy.
I know.
I'll let you
know. That's where I am right now. Is I'm sitting back and being enough to allow the universe to take care of me.
Yes. Yeah, it's very nice. Let's all do that more. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome,
thank
Anna.
You again.
Mm-hmm. So, Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And if it's all right, I'd like to just say something that I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a new year filled with peace, love, joy, and perfect health.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And we have no more callers.
Okay, that's good because it's time for us to do a meditation. And I'm going to do a meditation calling in things for me, too. I'm trying not. I just read Michael Lennox's horoscope for today, what's going on with the planets, and he said, be careful before you speak because you may get upset about things today, which I have been with my neighbor and things like that. So, it may be that we need to let go of some things and just be in our stillness. So let's call in the divine beings that work with me out of the 12th ray is my golden beings. Everybody take a deep breath. And what we're looking for on the inside of ourselves, we want to find that place within our soul, within our heart, within all that we are, in the consciousness of our truth. We want to find within that consciousness of our truth the feeling and the emotion of complete fulfillment. And so we're asking now that the light beings that work with each person listening can come in and connect in also. My diamond beings, our platinum beings, our rainbow beings that connect in with the diamond beings. And we're asking for Archangel Michael with the blue flaming sword, Saint Germain with the violet flame to come in and align us to a very high frequency of light. We each are taking in this energy that's integrating through every aspect of our energy fields, every aspect in this planet, on this world, in any world, in any lifetime, in any dimension, in any piece of us, anytime, any place, anywhere in the universe. We ask thou that we each take a deep breath and be totally solidly grounded into the being of who we are. And we now surrender and allow the divinity of these powerful light beings to come in to our being and remove the density, the negative thought, the negative program, pattern, habit, behavior, block, anything that's blocking us from being our true self, our true piece of God, our true divinity. We give thanks for this cleansing energy. We give thanks for the violet flame, the diamond light, the golden light, the platinum light, and in comes the silver sparkles. So we're asking that everybody be lifted up to a higher version of who they are, to a higher clarity in consciousness. But more than anything else, We ask that each person be 100% in their personal power. We ask that this personal power grow, that the feminine strength and power of who we are, we feel comfortable in having this feminine power, this new feminine strength, as way showers, as light workers, as beings of light. We stand in our power. We ask that each person have their male and female energies balanced so that we can be strong and yet be receptive. We thank you now for this golden light that's flowing through our crown chakra, through our third eye chakra, through our throat chakra. This golden light that goes through our heart chakra. This golden light that enters our solar plexus. We now ask that we be able to feel and know our true heart's desires. And let that sit with the golden light. And now we take the golden light through our sacral chakra, which is how we manifest and create. And then through our root into the ground, our energy fields. Knowing that we are part of Gaia, as Gaia is part of us, living on the planet in oneness, that we're all connected in together, that we're all asking to be in the presence of divine love at all times. And the golden light is helping each of us to feel within our heart and soul a great fulfillment of being. A great fulfillment of just being who we are in the divine light of our divine being. As each of us surrender to becoming the homo luminous being that we came here to be, no longer in karma-based physical form, but a divine light being, manifesting the highest frequencies of love for ourselves, for everything that's around us as we radiate the divine love. Help us to be in our power, to know that we deserve to be the powerful beings that is the truth of who we are, and that every cellular consciousness is filled with this truth. And with this truth, we learn to navigate our life observing and moving forward in fulfillment of our destiny as divine light workers in service for this planet, for the world, and for ourselves. And for all this and more, we give great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so I thank everyone for listening and all your support over this year of every Monday being with me and helping me and supporting me. And I wish all of you a very prosperous that 2019 will be the best year you've ever had on this planet or any other lifetime. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you.